Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Coxsackie, Athens. And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA
at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Bernsey's Multimedia Services, providing the Hudson Valley with a variety of video production services, including help to keep those wedding memories fresh. For more information, visit BernseyMedia.com or call them at 518-860-2751 or email BernseyMMS@gmail.com, BURNSYMMS@gmail.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Carrie and Donald Gardner in Athens, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service DOA Newscast, July the 8th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Clean water advocates are heading to state district court after Colorado regulators turned their back on a judge's decision last year, calling for better oversight of factory farm waste.
As Tyler Lobdell with Food and Water Watch explains, human sewage goes through water treatment plants or septic systems, but he says operations where thousands of cattle are confined in concentrated spaces have been dumping millions of tons of untreated manure onto nearby fields.
It inevitably overwhelms the landscape and overwhelms watersheds such that this pollution has nowhere to go but into our drinking water and into our lakes, rivers, and streams.
Last year's ruling found that Colorado was in violation of state and federal law because the state's general permit did not require monitoring of water quality near factory farms. But the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment dismissed the ruling, arguing that because there was no evidence of leaks, there was no need to monitor. Industry groups also claim current regulations are tougher than in other states. I'm Eric Galatas.
Excess nitrogen and phosphorus from manure can also produce toxic blooms in waterways that can kill people, pets, and livestock. Next from NBC News, Tropical Storm Beryl expected to make landfall on the Texas coast as a Category 1 hurricane early today, accompanied by a life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds. U.S. forecasters said the storm, which was a Category 4 hurricane when it devastated parts of the Caribbean, had weakened to a Category 2 by the time it made landfall Friday on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. NBC notes the National Weather Service in Corpus Christi said the cyclone was likely to be a strong Category 1 hurricane when it reaches landfall today in Texas. Meantime, doctors in the state health department are using a novel approach to address a critical blood shortage in rural Montana. We get the details in this KFF Health News Big Sky Connection collaboration.
It started by chance in 2019 when a patient was taken by ambulance from Tiny Lame Deer 2.5 hours to Billings and had to stop for blood at rural hospitals along the way. According to reporting from KFF Health News, Montana's State Trauma System Manager Alyssa Johnson says health leaders thought, why not formalize this and make it the norm?
That was really what started this idea of, well, what if you could just pick up blood and keep going and keep moving forward? If there's a patient at point A and they're going to point C, they're going to stop by a hospital, which is point B.
Johnson says as soon as an ambulance passes through a small town and gets an emergency supply of blood, that rural hospital works with the state to start replacing it. I'm Mark Moran.
This is Public News Service. Next to Kentucky, one of a handful of states recently approved to provide health insurance coverage to soon-to-be-released incarcerated individuals.
The new rules allow Kentucky to provide Medicaid and CHIP coverage up to 90 days before reentry into society. John Bowman with the national nonprofit Dream.org says the move will help people reentering society avoid gaps in coverage and reduce barriers to treatment for chronic diseases and substance use disorders.
Getting these resources in place before they leave incarceration is going to be a game changer. Hopefully we can get to the point where we get it in our county jails as well instead of just our prisons. Right now, our county jails are excluded.
Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
According to the Prison Policy Initiative, all federal prisons in at least 40 states charge incarcerated people on the average a copay of around $2 when seeking medical care. And supporters of a new state-sponsored retirement savings program in Maine are celebrating a significant milestone.
More than 6 months after the launch of the Maine Retirement Investment Trust, or MERIT, enrolled employees have saved more than $1 million. Elf Anderson with AARP Maine says the program was created to help the roughly 200,000 private sector workers without access to a retirement plan at their job.
You know, one of the most important things for people as they plan for retirement is having that financial security to be able to do the things they want to do when they do get to that point in their lives. And so that milestone was really exciting for us to see.
Anderson says businesses with at least 5 employees can register with MERIT to help set up savings for workers who would otherwise seek out an independent financial planner. More than 1,500 employers have already signed on. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Surveys show more than half of Americans are concerned they won't be able to achieve financial security in their retirement. Finally, from the newest member of our PNS News team, Mason Kennedy reports members of the Service Employees International Union start this week in the Portland area with new contracts for their work.
SEIU Local 49 members work as security officers and janitorial staff for some of the biggest employers in the Pacific Northwest. The Portland team bargained for about a month and gained wage increases, additional paid leave, and health and safety improvements. Renato Quintero, a janitor at Intel, says they had to work hard to make these changes, but he thinks the effort was worthwhile.
Those things are really good for our work and for our family too. You know, they've been able to have more money and also time to enjoy our family life.
The new contracts will affect nearly 2,000 workers in the Portland metro area.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. You can hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, July 8th. We are 52% of the way through the year. There are 76 days left until the fall equinox. Early morning temperatures range from 58 degrees in Steventown to 65 in Red Hook. Heat advisories are out for areas to the south, so the danger is not far off. It gets hot today, hitting 91 degrees at 4 p.m. Dew points in the 60s keep it feeling humid. Chances for rain show up this afternoon. Overnight, rain remains possible. We get a low of only 71 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll have a high of 92 at 4 p.m., and will be rainy most of the afternoon. Dew points in the 70s will make the air feel oppressive. We see a low of 70 degrees overnight, and the rain keeps on trucking right through Wednesday and Thursday, which will have highs in the 80s. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:11 a.m., low tide at 12:08 p.m., then high tide once again at 5:56 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 68 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:19 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:24 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 380 kilometers per second with an average density of 7 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then okay below 10 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 119, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Oh, the lights. This is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Oh, the curtain lights. This is it. We'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show. This is it.
We'll be right back. buckle down with Nixon, buckle down. We can win with Nixon if we buckle down. We can always fight when we know we're right, and we know we're right, so buckle down. Make 'em yell for Nixon, make 'em yell. We can win with Nixon if we make 'em yell. If we don't give in, take it on the chin. We can win with Nixon if we'll only buckle down. He has been to 50 lands across the sea, and they know he stands for peace and liberty. He has friends everywhere, over here, over there. What a president he'll make for you and me. Buckle down with Nixon, buckle down. We can win with Nixon if we buckle down. He has set the pace, we will win the race. Yes, we'll win the race with a Nixon victory.
Of the beautiful saves that went down long.
heard Richard Nixon say, "Welcome to the USA." The common sense I sometimes lack has opened up a seismic crack. We've fallen in and I can't pull back. And I guess we'll have to stay. In open arms we put our trust. They put us on a big red bus. Twin spirits soaking up a dream. Fuel to feed the press machine. After years that were long and lean, we're finally on our way. And Richard Nixon's on his knees. He sent so many overseas. He'd like to know if you and me could help him in some way. A little camouflage and blue to mask the evil as men do. A small diversion caused by two. Male kids come to play, and we heard Richard Nixon say, "Welcome to the USA." Neither of us understood the way things tick in Hollywood. Just loaded in and grabbed the bat with little room to swing a cat. And pretty soon we were where it's at. Or so the papers say. And all around us suntan teams, beauty like we've never seen. Our heroes led us by the hand through Brian Wilson's promised land. God and he commands both mice and men to stay. And Richard Nixon's on his knees. He sends so many overseas. He'd like to know if you and me could help him in some way. On sunset, I saw Steve McQueen. I guess he's just about the coolest guy I've ever seen. And for you and me, that speeding car is how it's gonna be. I see no brakes, just open road, lots of gasoline. Oh, we heard Richard Nixon say, "Welcome to the USA." The common sense I sometimes lack has opened up a seismic crack. We've fallen in and I can't pull back. Hail kids come to play, but we've heard Richard Nixon say, "I gotta go, but you can stay." Hail kids come to play, but we've heard Richard Nixon.
The following record will not be heard so that we may bring you this special report. Ladies and gentlemen, the President.
He comes.
Boogie there, boogie there.
There he goes.
Boogie there, boogie there.
Mr. President, have you any statement to make to the American people?
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
In your opinion, who is responsible for all your recent problems?
Benny and the Jets.
Portions of the White House tapes are missing. Will you tell us what was really on those tapes? Mr. President, those missing conversations must have been very important. Who were you with?
My girl, Bill.
And just who is my girl, Bill?
She's a dance machine.
Mr. President, we understand you've been practicing for another line of work. Can you give us an example? Here with me is the Vice President. How would you sum up the President's current situation?
The best thing that ever happened to me.
Sir, many members of Congress started out supporting the President. What is their present position?
Everybody's doing a brand dance now.
Just arriving from the Mideast is Henry Kissinger. And Mr. Secretary, what did Golda Meir have to say about Watergate? And when you met with the Premier of Russia, what was his comment?
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka.
There's the President again.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There he goes.
Boogity, boogity.
Well, Mr. President, have you anything further to say to the American people?
I won't last a day without you.
We will be unable to continue this special report because the following portions of this record have been erased.
Bite with a cast iron mask of the Antichrist with a 5 o'clock shadow. Tony Dick is sick with prickly paranoia. He's a president, he's a great imposter. He's 1,000 years old, but he looks pretty good for a prehistoric telepathic fossil.
He's a wicked man with an evil plan and a sovereign nothing that's too good his way.
Dermis, now she stands resplendent in a plain cloth coat as a mummified remains are wheeled around. Paul's cannibal pals, they cook the best, but his barbecues ever make the news. Not the White House backyard baby roast fiestas.
And his shyness dance and his apron says on scarlet letters, hail to the chef.
His crown and the depth of his evil never reached the people by an accident. Apocalypse averted. Now I walk alone up and down the beach. Now I hiss and howl at his unfair fate, saying, I am not a crime.
So he takes the great man who's born again. So he swears that someday he will rise again.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the honey drippers in the house tonight. And they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
In this song, I think you'll recognize it when I start it. Let me get a chord.
1, 2, 3, 4. Always remember, others may hate you. But those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
Richard Nixon died today.
That's just plain poppycock. And then you destroy yourself.
I saw it on the news, they said.
Au revoir. Au revoir. We'll see you again.
Oh, I guess he was okay.
Well, I'm not a crook.
He was the president everybody hated.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Their president's a crook, but I'm not a crook, crook, crook.
And I don't dream about the president anymore.
Crook, crook. As a
today. I saw it on the news, they said.
It's those people have got to know.
Oh, I guess he was okay.
Their president's a crook.
I'm watching history remade.
Crook.
He went to a special place in heaven.
I have never obstructed justice.
Call your Belinda.
We don't have a good word for it.
And I don't dream about the president anymore.
Crook, as a flower she grew.
And most of my friends, they say that they don't either.
Crook, and as a fair young flower she died.
Richard Nixon died today.
That's just plain poppycock. We'll see you again.
Richard Nixon died today.
We'll see you again. We'll see you again. We'll see you again. We'll see you again. Au revoir.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be.
Kevin Roberts, president of the Right Wing Heritage Foundation, defends the Supreme Court's ruling giving presidents legal immunity for official acts. The ruling could be used to overturn former President Donald Trump's felony conviction and pave the way for Project 2025, a roadmap for a second Trump term Roberts helped write. That plan calls for national abortion and contraception bans, an expansion of presidential powers, cuts to Social Security and Medicare, profoundly limiting the FBI, and firing any federal employee not loyal to Trump. Trump is denying knowledge despite some top advisors working on it. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, a potential VP pick, distanced the campaign from Project 2025, calling it just the work of a think tank.
They come up with ideas. They say things. I like Heritage Foundation. I agree with some of the things they stand for, but there's a bunch of scholars and people that turn around and work on different projects. But our candidate for president is Donald Trump.
The Biden campaigns as its evidence that Trump and his allies are a threat to democracy. Another potential Trump VP pick, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, is defending Trump's vow to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate President Joe Biden.
Joe Biden has done exactly that for the last few years and has done far more in addition to that to engage in a campaign of lawfare against his political opposition.
Trump was convicted of covering up hush money payments to a porn star in a New York City court, and there's no evidence Biden is involved in two Justice Department cases against the former president. The DOJ historically acts independently from the White House, something Trump says he would change. Biden campaigned in two battleground states, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. At a black church service in Philadelphia, he urged his supporters to stay unified.
You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I, honest to God, have never more optimistic about America's future if we stick together.
At least five Democratic lawmakers have called for him to end his campaign. Four more are reportedly considering joining them. Vice President Kamala Harris and members of the Congressional Black Caucus were in New Orleans, where she focused on the threat of another Trump presidency. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has reversed a near-total ban on the use of ballot drop boxes. Paulina Gutierrez with the Milwaukee Election Commission says responding to threats and false claims of voter fraud, her city will increase security.
Every time we are handling ballots, it's always more than one person. We have security cameras at all of our drop box locations and looking at ways that we can enhance now.
At least 29 other states allow for absentee ballot drop boxes, and expanded use in Wisconsin could impact the election there. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. This week, we're looking at the reasons why people don't vote. A 2020 survey by political research site 538.com found that many just don't like the candidate. Some have to wait in line for hours, and some, well, they just don't think their vote makes a difference. In fact, a perception that voting wouldn't make a difference is one of the biggest reasons that people don't bother to vote. Another survey by NPR, also done in 2020, looked at that in detail. It found that 80% of non-voters thought that traditional parties and politicians didn't care about them, and 66% thought that voting in elections didn't really affect how decisions were made in the country. And 53% of non-voters said it didn't matter who was elected president because nothing would really change for people like them. Both surveys found that the number of non-voters increased as income decreased. NPR found that in household incomes of $50,000 or less, 43% of citizens surveyed were non-voters. 52% of non-voters don't have a high school education. Non-voters are likely to be young and more likely not to be married. Non-voters in both surveys said that they were more likely to vote if Election Day were a national holiday, as proposed in the Freedom to Vote Act and John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Both bills were blocked by conservatives in the U.S. Senate. Links to articles and the surveys can be found at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Of the threefold universe, the Tao is supreme. In my body is a golden light. I am completely bathed in it. Looking, I cannot see it. Listening, I cannot hear it. It surrounds heaven and earth. It nurtures all. Reciting this scripture 10,000 times, my body shines bright. Protected within the threefold universe, the five emperors welcome me. The 10,000 spirits assemble. A thunderclap issues. Ghosts and demons are terror-stricken. Evil spirits are carried away. A thunderbolt comes from within. The thunder god remains hidden. Penetrating wisdom pervades. The five chi steam and seethe. Golden light flashes, covering and guarding the perfected. let your telephone ring. Yeah, same old blues, same old blues again. Well, you gave me the business, I must have didn't mind. 'Cause I got a lot of patience, and I got a lot of time. It's the same old story. Tell me, where does it end? Yeah, heard that news. It's the same old blues again. Gonna find a mountain, gonna hide out. Ain't talking to you, and I ain't coming out. It's the same old story. Tell me, where does it end? Yeah, heard the news. It's the same old blues again.
Thank you. That was side B of a 2018 local release from DJ SVB from Hudson. It was Force Field and Same Old Blues and Mirror Soul from SVB on WGXC.